This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
307 DGS, stormy out there downtown, probably even worse out west. Eric says, can I interest Dave in a potato that looks like him? $10. See, that's funny because I look like every potato.
Dave's like, I have a whole bag of them.
It's one trip to Schnucks. Like someone dropped off a bunch of my babies.
Those are the tater tots.
Oh, cute. Yeah, I just put my glasses on. I look like Mr. Potato Head with glasses.
That's a great.
I have a goatee. I've had it for a long time. And I have thought in the past, no longer because I'm cooler now, but I thought in the past about shaving it into some sort of interesting design. And you know what made me think this? It's really douchey. Seeing Tony Stark in the original Iron Man.
Yeah.
When he had like the cool.
Those guys from the 60s, what were they called?
Beatniks?
Beatniks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what his dad called him in Endgame. His dad's like, yeah, you're not one of those beatniks, are you?
I thought about it. Glad I didn't.
Yeah?
I'm just looking at Tony Stark's facial hair, and I'm glad you didn't either, Dave.
Wouldn't have been good. Mm-hmm.
Should I let it go for another week or so and then come back with, like, a Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. Badass.
It'd be so stupid.
The only thing I've ever done is I one time shaved it into just a mustache and a soul patch.
Uh-huh. Not good?
Not good.
I feel like you got to pick one or the other.
Yes, ma'am.
Mustache
was
or
that
soul
an
patch.
Was that a 90s thing?
Because
that was a pretty big deal. Yeah.
Well, it probably was.
Like 90s, 2000s, that was kind of a thing.
Yeah, it would have made sense because I did it in about 2012, so. Things always hit me late. I should do a soul patch. Got a stairway?
I do. You want to do a fun sports one that also ties into history?
Yeah.
So a buddy of mine sent me, not me, but he sent to our group of friends. You know, we got a big 150 people on this email list, and we all have fun talking about things. He sent this thing last night. So it was Babe Ruth's career earnings in baseball. And his point was Babe Ruth's career earnings in Major League Baseball, his entire career combined, were $1 million.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Well, yeah, this is the funny thing is people are like, oh, see, the guys now are making way more than that. Babe Ruth only made $1 million. I'm like, yeah, but he made $1 million during the Great Depression era. So it made me want to go like, what does that mean? What did it mean to be a millionaire in 1935? He retired in 37. He made $1 million from the Yankees and a little bit from the Red Sox at the beginning, but he didn't make very much for them. And he also made probably 500,000 more off the field, endorsements, appearances, things like that. So he was a millionaire in the late 1930s. So in 1935, Dave, how many millionaires do you think there were in the United States?
Ooh, interesting.
What do you guys think? Let's have a guess from each of you. Okay. Andrew, don't guess because I told you. How many millionaires are there in the United States in 1935?
I'll say 5,000.
That's a good guess. I'll say 1,000.
45.
Wow.
There were 45 millionaires in the United States at the time when Babe Ruth was a millionaire.
Man. So he was in the top 45
people. He was one of the biggest shooters in the country. Not even close. So how many millionaires do you think there are now?
Everybody.
A couple million.
22 million. There are 22 million millionaires. There are 800 billionaires in the United States as of 2024.
Your sworn enemies.
And keep in mind, population has grown, right? We're about not quite triple the population yet of 1935, but pretty close to it. So let's just say that. Let's say it's triple. So that's still nowhere close, even if you divide everything by 3 now, to get it to a comparable number. Divide 22 million by 3. That's still 7 million compared to 45, if you're going to go by on a per capita basis, right? So even a guy like, let's say, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's probably the wealthiest athlete that's lived in our time. He's worth $3 billion, $3 plus billion.
Is that mostly because of shoes?
Most of that's Nike. It's not his basketball career. Most of that's Nike. And he also owns the Hornets and things like that. He's got other stakes, but it's mostly Nike stuff. So Michael Jordan's worth $3 billion. $3 billion. He's a billionaire. But he's probably toward the bottom of those 800 billionaires, mm-hmm. right? So let's say he's 700th richest person in the world, or in the United States. That's still not even close to Babe Ruth being one of the 45 or 50 wealthiest people in the United States of America during that time. So the reason I wanted to bring all this up is because, like, all numbers are great, but they don't mean anything without the context that you're looking at, mm-hmm. right? So you might say, well, he only made $1 million, and that's only $25 million in today's money. But when you put it into the context further, say, in the Great Depression, Babe Ruth was one of the 50 wealthiest people in the United States. No athlete's even close to that now. The wealthiest athletes we can think of are guys like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. And obviously, Jordan's worth more than Tiger because he was around a little bit longer. Tiger's, I think, $1.5 billion, something like that. They're not even close to that stratosphere of being in the top 50 wealthiest people in the United States. It's not even comparable.
So I know $1 billion is an S load of money. But when you think of Tiger Woods and everything he's done and all the championships he's won and all the endorsement deals he's had, that seems like not a lot of money for him.
Yeah, most of that's all licensing, too. The golf earnings they're nothing close to that. That's all the money from golf, all of his golf clubs, golf apparel, car deals, all of that stuff. I mean, and video games, whatever, you name it.
Yeah.
It's mostly those things and a lot less of the on-field earnings. Same thing with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't make that much money as a basketball player. He probably made $150 million, maybe $200 million, maybe. During his playing career, but most of it's because of the other things. But it is just such an interesting thing, right? Because we always try to do these comparisons. It's a sports thing, but it's also a societal thing. When you think of wealth, or you think of, like, people now make so much, a millionaire now is not what a millionaire was during the Great Depression. A millionaire during the Great Depression was almost royalty. You were a king. You had everything when other people had nothing. And now it's not like that. Now the average person, even someone who's living below the poverty line, has a cell phone or has a car or in the Great Depression, you had nothing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what era of sports had relatively the poorest players. Like, I'm sorry, I'm having a little throat issue.
Yeah.
I remember Mike Shannon telling me that the most money he ever made as a player was like $60,000.
Right.
And he wasn't bitching. I mean, he was just drawing the, like, oh my God, if I had been like 20 years later, I'd been millions and millions.
Yep.
I wonder if it was like the guys from the 50s and 60s.
It might have been. But see, keep in mind, like, Babe Ruth also was making more money in those years than a lot of full teams were. Mm-hmm. So it could have been that time where the average player was probably only making $8,000, $9,000 a year. And the average household back then, I think, was, well, you know what? Maybe. I'll say the average household, I think, in the late 30s was like $1,200 a year.
I have a question.
It was something crazy like that.
What is the, you seems like something you know, Kevin. What is the most lucrative sports endorsement deal of all time?
Individual deal? I don't know.
Is it
sure.
Like Jordan and Nike?
Over time, yes. When you consider the amount of time that it's existed, his relationship with Nike has probably been the most profitable, at least in American sports. I couldn't speak for like what happens overseas with soccer leagues and things like that.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, but like,
that's not real.
That's certainly the one. And by the way, that's kind of the one that elevated every other sport in that way, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one that took it next level. You know, Nike's involvement with Jordan and basketball and the shoe wars that kind of came out of that.
Who's the first $1 million a year guy in baseball?
I can't remember. We
talked about him on Flashback Friday the other day.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't remember.
I'm going to tell you in a second. It was Nolan Ryan.
Mm.
First $1 million contract. He signed a 4-year, $4.5 million contract in 1979. That was the first $1 million a year contract. I'm not trying to make the point that pro athletes now don't make crazy money. Of course they do. I mean, duh. You just have to look at it. But I'm just arguing that it's not really ever been much different when you're talking about the top.
How often do you lose an argument?
Oh, it happens quite a bit.
Does it?
Yeah.
And do you acknowledge it?
Yeah. Sometimes not in the moment because I don't see it in the moment. You know, you're too busy arguing. But then later on, you're like, oh, dang it, he got me.
.322 DGS. I'll tell you a couple things I'm an old man about.
Sure.
So it's Phoebe's birthday today. Happy birthday, honey. And I sent her a bouquet of flowers, and I paid extra to have them delivered by 1 p.m., and I've had no confirmation that they were delivered, and I called the place, and it was like, you're number 8 in line. And it's just driving me crazy, and they'll get delivered. They're not going to not deliver them. It would be bad if they delivered them tomorrow, but it wouldn't be the end of the world. But I'm just like, I'm in a huff about it.
Okay. Is it possible that you intended to order flowers for Phoebe?
But I ordered Captain D's for me.
But you ordered Captain D's to your house.
Possible.
Is this a possibility?
Possible.
Did we just blow this wide open?
Or what if she just got Captain D's delivered and I got flowers?
Oh.
A bouquet of hush puppies.
I love a hush puppy.
Got a bunch of shrimp. Oh, I know.
A hush puppy in cocktail sauce.
Mm. I am so excited for fish fry season.
Me too.
Because we will be getting hot and ready hush puppies.
Starts this Friday.
Right here.
All competing for this, the golden cod.
Starts this Friday with our dear friends at Queen of All Saints Catholic Church in Oakville.
The girthiest of all cods.
It's quite girthy.
I'm failing to see how that makes you an old man, though, Dave.
Yeah, I got another one.
All right.
There's more.
Have you heard the emergency donut story?
Wait.
Yes, I have.
What?
So this little kid, 4-year-old kid, wanted donuts, and his family had given him an old phone, but the phone would still call 911. So he called 911 and just starts asking for emergency donuts. And it's a cute story. And the person on the other end, he's like, donuts, I want donuts. And so then the cop showed up and brought him a dozen donuts. And it's just the feel-good story of the week. And I'm like,
no.
Well, we're teaching these little kids.
I was just going to say, no, that's messed up. You need to teach that kid that there are consequences to your actions. The world does not revolve around you. Just because you know how badly I want a donut sometimes, I'll call 911 over a donut, but then I should face consequences for that. No, that's messed up. You shouldn't. No.
How old was the kid?
4.
Yeah, not the kid's fault. I mean, he's a kid.
No, I don't think he's like an evil little kid, but I just don't think we should
better.
Be rewarding the behavior with like, all right, sweetie, never do this again, but here are
like
those
this
donuts
kid
you ordered.
The Ferrari?
Yes, that's what I was thinking
there
of
was,
as well.
There was a video there. I saw a video of this. This is almost the same story, except the kid didn't ask for donuts, but a little kid, this was a TV show, not Cops, but it's like that. I forget what it's called. But a police officer got his body cam on. He shows up to a door. He got a 911 call from this house, and there's nobody answering the door. And then the mom just comes walking around the side, and he's like, yeah, did somebody call 911? She's like, no, not that I'm aware of. He's like, is there anybody inside? She's like, yeah, my kids are inside, but they're pretty little. And he said, do you mind if we just check? And she's like, sure, let's go see. And it turned out it was like the five-year-old called 911 because he wanted to give the policeman a hug. And like, it's hard, you know, like the policeman was like, okay, that's nice, but like, you can't do that again because that's dangerous. And, you know, we don't know if somebody's hurt and it might keep us from helping someone else. And the kid was, it was explained, but it's not like this kid got a bunch of donuts for doing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Andrew, how far are you willing to go for the show?
I mean, pretty far.
How about if tonight you call 911 and ask for emergency donuts?
Oh, no, I don't think I should do that one.
And then the cops show up like, here you go, sweetie.
Yeah, right.
It's just what you wanted.
Now, don't do that again.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
If they saw that picture of you laying back looking at the rain, they would bring you donuts.
They would understand the emergency.
Yeah, they would bring you donuts.
Yeah. Something tells me there might be a... You might be catching a charge.
Steve Franklin says, Dave, can you grow a full beard? Interesting question, Steve. I can pretty quickly, but here's the deal. Even though I'm pretty thin now for me, my face just turns into a basketball pumpkin like overnight when I gain weight. And when I grow a beard, much like your hair wheels, first it goes straight out.
It goes out.
And it takes a couple weeks to lay down. And my beard's kind of golden, which is kind of the color of my skin. So it just looks like I have a fat face.
Oh.
So that's why I typically don't grow a beard.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't grow one because, like, I get to a certain point, it just bugs me too much. It's itchy, so I shave it off.
See, I like it. When's the last time I did it, Rach? Probably 5 years ago, something like that. Yeah. If I'm off for, like, a long weekend or vacation, I love to just let it grow. It's just, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I go as long as I can take it. I can't. I hate shaving so much.
You like beards?
Yeah, I do.
Depends on the guy and the beard.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, a beard doesn't look great on everyone. A mustache doesn't look great on everyone.
What if I just had a mustache?
I typically do like mustaches. I think that's a nice look.
I can't do a I want to do a mustache so bad, just like a it's not good.
Just try it next time you shave. Come in one day with one.
The space on my upper lip is not big enough, so I just get like a John Waters mustache. It's
like
bad.
Your brother Big Dave looks great with a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, handsome guy, good. Just built for a mustache.
Yeah. He looks good with a beard too.
Few guys can pull off a mustache. Jake says Dave with a beard is the Gorton's fisherman. Jake, you are not wrong.
Mm-hmm. The hat.
Remember, I wore that cable sweater?
Yeah, you got a big yellow.
About the cable sweater.
Big yellow raincoat. You're all in.
I was so excited about that cable knit sweater, that Irish cable knit sweater, and wore it in here sheepishly. And I'm like, everyone's going to love it. All I got was Gorton's Fisherman all day.
Really?
So I gave it to Phoebe.
Oh.
3:35.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
DGS got a stormy day out there. Perfect time for Dave Murray to join us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, you ever been a beard guy?
I have tried to do it. I've tried to do the whaler look.
What's a whaler?
Really?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's like really long sideburns, right?
Because I don't look good with a mustache.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes all the way down.
Yeah.
And it's
the Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. No mustache. And even though I grow like a weed up here, my beard does not grow in very quickly.
Not too
and
much.
Plus, at my age, it's a little gray looking. So I look a lot older than I am.
Wheels, were you the one showing me that video of the guy who did the little musical?
Yeah, there's a funny TikTok
about
it.
That was really funny.
So I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing, but it's a guy standing in the mirror with a gray beard. And he's got like black hair,
yeah,
but he's got a gray beard and he's getting ready to shave. And then a little music starts and it's two versions of him singing it, one with a beard, one without. And it says, do you want to look older and better or younger and fatter? I thought those were, it's a really catchy little funny song because there is a battle there, right? Because like you do when you shave and it's like clean shaven, you do look younger because it's just like a younger look.
Yes.
But you know, it also you don't hide any flaws.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a little extra something of anything, it's like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
But when you got a little crap going on, you're like, yeah, it's a little gray, but covers up the other stuff.
My mom, after she fell, so when she was in her like delirium, several times laying in bed and just moaning and miserable, and she would call me over to her and she would say, I have to tell you something. I'm like, here we go. It's all the family secrets. And she goes, you would look so much younger if you shaved that beard. Like, still shooting darts, are we?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That never goes away.
Doesn't go away.
No.
So how bad's the storm, Dave?
Okay, the good news is there's not a lot of thunderstorms in this. There's certainly nothing severe, but we will see rain, a couple of thunderstorms around into the evening, but there'll still be showers around overnight tonight. It's very windy. Wind gust tonight, 30 to 35. That's just the beginning of the wind. The winds will turn out of the northwest and will go down to 38 degrees. We're like in the 60s right now, so pretty good temperature drop. Wednesday, very windy. That's the big deal. A wind advisory in effect till 6 o'clock. So all day on Wednesday, wind gusts tomorrow, 40 to 50 miles per hour. There'll be rain showers squirting by from time to time. Also snow burst from time to time. 45 for the high, but it's going to feel like 30 much of the day. These winds are going to push cars and trucks all over the highways. If you get caught in a snow burst, visibility could go down to zero in a very short period of time, and only for a short period of time, but it could cause some problems out there. Wednesday night, slow clearing, still very windy, 29 degrees, wind chills in the single numbers. Thursday, sunny, light winds on Thursday, a chilly 49. Couple of rain showers possible early Friday. And by that point, we will be above freezing. So I'm not concerned about anything early Friday. Otherwise, partly sunny, 57. The weekend looks okay. Sunny skies, kind of where we should be, about 52, 53, 54 degrees. So again, wind, the big, big deal overnight tonight and throughout the day tomorrow.
Dave, you may have said it. My phone was going off. Mid-70s next week?
No, I'm not going there yet.
Okay. All right.
I'll predict it.
That was your phone going off.
My phone's like, ask him about the 70s. He won't commit to it.
I don't want to do that yet.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So PNC just did a semi-annual survey of small and mid-sized business owners. And it looks like 78% of those business owners are optimistic about their own business prospects. That's near the 23-year survey high of 79%, so just 1% off.
Mm-hmm.
Key findings show that 65% of businesses expect increasing sales in the next 6 months, with 57% anticipating higher profits.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, good for the small and mid-sized business owners. Have you guys heard of the woolly mouse? Have we talked about this?
Yeah.
On the show?
Oh, I put it on my list too.
Yeah. Scientists at Colossal Biosciences are using genetic engineering to create animals with traits resembling extinct species like the woolly mammoth. They've created the colossal woolly mice with long, thick hair through gene editing. Some people are skeptical about the idea of de-extinction, but the technology could have applications in conservation and animal agriculture, as well as potential benefits for human health.
How big is the colossal mouse?
I think he's still a little mouse, but he's got the long, thick
hair. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great if you had a mouse like the size of a dog?
Tell me what.
No, it would not
I would hate that.
Picture a rat, Wheels.
Well, I mean, rats are nice.
If God is a mouse or a monkey, we are effed. We have just screwed
my
with
God.
Those things.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So can you imagine being a little mouse family? And growing up in a lab, you don't understand what it is, and a dad comes back and he's woolly, and you're like, oh, great.
You meet other mice, you're like, wait a minute, you're not hairy.
Uber is teaming up with Waymo to start selling driverless rides in Austin, Texas, through the Uber app. This collaboration aims to provide customers with a glimpse into the future of transportation, combining Waymo's technology with Uber's platform. They will be available exclusively on the Uber app in Austin with plans to expand to Atlanta in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Getting behind the wheel, or not behind the wheel, but in the back seat of a driverless car?
No. Not me.
Nope.
Not doing it.
Not until every car is that, because it's just...
That is the pinnacle of my riding anxiety. Don't have driving anxiety. I have riding anxiety. And being in a driverless car in the back seat is like, it can't get worse than that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just don't trust it.
Again, if every car is that, like Minority Report, that's one thing.
You can't blend them.
But like, yeah, we people are too unpredictable, and I don't think they can predict our unpredictability.
And I don't like them on the road because like Phoebe driving back from KU, I don't trust their predictability.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They do go crazy from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a very sad story. Marijuana gummies sent 11 New York middle schoolers to the hospital. A student distributed marijuana gummies to about a dozen schoolmates, resulting in 11 of those students being hospitalized. This incident occurred Monday morning, and the affected students were aged 13 and 14, were taken to the hospital for treatment because they were probably freaking out and had no idea what was happening. They're saying they're not certain if this student knew that they were distributing candy with marijuana in it, but the children taking the gummies probably had no idea. So that was probably a pretty scary experience for them.
You can't hold the smoke.
Dave's like, that's on them.
That's on them, man.
All right. Dolly Parton's husband of nearly six decades has passed away at the age of 82. His name was Carl Dean, and he died Monday. He died in Nashville, Tennessee. He will be laid to rest in a private ceremony with immediate family attending. Dolly Parton said, Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice for the love we shared for over 60 years. Very sweet.
Very sweet.
Jimmy Johnson is retiring from Fox's NFL crew. I was wondering if Wheels had any thoughts on this.
Greatest coach of all time.
He says that being a part of that crew was the most fun he's ever had in his career, and that's counting Super Bowls and national championships. The most fun he ever had was at Fox Sports.
Yeah, he's one of the smartest coaches of all time, a super innovative guy. Obviously, he's the guy that kind of really took Miami to the next level in the 80s. And then when he left there to go to the Dallas Cowboys, turned them into a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing things then that other people didn't do. So he would take... Like, he believed on defense, for example, that it was entirely about speed. So he would take a safety in college, and he'd make him a linebacker in the NFL. He would take a guy that was a corner in college, and he would make him a safety. You know, and he was always looking to move guys to where they would be the fastest on the field at their position. And it's just a really dynamic way of playing football.
Let me follow that up with this. Deion Sanders, who played for Jimmy,
yeah,
his son, who may go number one,
yeah,
but they say he's a D, and that he's just insufferably
he's like
cocky.
His dad.
Right. Do you think that really affects him?
I don't think so, no. Not, I mean, like, it impacts a guy that's a quarterback way more than a cornerback, right? Mm-hmm. A cornerback is typically, for the most part, kind of on his own, right? You're either in zone and you're covering your zone, or you've got a man and you're covering your man. And it doesn't mean you don't have other responsibilities, like to break off and tackle somebody when the play goes a different way, but that's kind of what it is. The quarterback has to have buy-in from everybody and has to be the guy that can... You've got to be able to get the offensive line in order and get them to play for you and have them believe in you and want to protect you. You've got to have wide receivers that buy into you. You know, you've got to be the guy that everybody believes in to a degree, including the defensive side. So it's a different position, but there are a lot of quarterbacks that are that. Aaron Rodgers is that, and he's one of the best we've seen. So I'm not sure that matters that much, unless he's not as good as you think he is. If he's good, it won't matter. If he's not good, then it's going to be a big deal.
Gotcha. Good. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
352 DGS. You know what doesn't buy happiness, according to a new study? Happiness.
What?
One of the worst things you can do to be happy is to pursue happiness.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
So it's the pursuit that's the problem.
Yes.
Well, because you kind of labor under the delusion of, like, if I achieve this, I'm going to feel this emotion, and it just doesn't really work that way. I do think happiness finds you when you're willing to let go of the outcome and just be like, all right, I'm going to be fine no matter what happens.
Yeah. One of the best things I've done for my anxiety is just sort of going, this is what it feels like to be me. This is what it feels like at 2 in the afternoon to, you know, just feel nervous all the time. Jenny and Lizzie, thanks for saying happy birthday to my daughter. That's... very sweet. I'm talking to a virtual assistant at the florist in Lawrence.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's like, can you give me your order number? I'm like, no. But here's your name and here's the address. Can you not put it together? I'm talking to a virtual person like this.
I was going to say, it's a virtual assistant.
I know.
So literally, yeah. No.
I know. And I finally found it. So I just sent it. And I'm waiting for them to... I'm waiting to get mad.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to do.
That one got lost in the wash.
12% of people pee in the shower.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
See, this
low.
Surprises me. Really? I'm pretty dirty. I eat food off the ground. And I feel like if I peed in the shower, now I just have to wash my feet.
You don't pee
well, no,
your
you,
feet.
No, you don't. You don't, like, pee on yourself.
Well, I didn't think that. But like, if you pee and there's water, you're standing in pee water.
Well, gotta, there's no water in my shower. Yeah. Like, you got to.
What kind of shower do you have that there's no water in?
It's shower that drains.
Down the drain.
It drains. Yeah.
You gotta aim
for the drain.
Aim for the drain. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
I didn't realize I was with billionaires.
Billionaires?
You got a drain in that son of a gun. You aim at the drain. So
Dave's just taking a bath in a bucket.
Dave, so you're.
You don't stand in the pee.
No, yeah. This is disturbing.
Yes.
You're aiming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are just peeing on yourself, and then we're no greater than the animals, are we?
You got to aim when you're doing it normal.
Well, yeah, but normal, I'm aiming at a toilet.
Well, right. It's
I'm
just
not
a little
standing there with
target.
Water on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's just a smaller hole, is all.
Heard that before.
Did they say 12%?
Yeah.
I would
say that at least 70% of people are lying.
Yeah, I agree.
Now,
yeah.
I will pee taking a bath.
Just kind of marinate in it for a little bit. Give some secrets
away. StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.